Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of the Tate brothers' lawyers mentioned you by name.
Mentioned me by name?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nope. You do not get to slip out of this. You do not get to play this cutesy game where you say, oh, me? They mentioned me? Caroline Leavitt just got asked about Andrew and Tristan Tate being arrested in Miami and then extradited to the United Kingdom over human trafficking, rape, and child pornography charges. Caroline Leavitt is trying to cover up the fact that the Trump administration, Trump family members, Trump officials acting on behalf of the admin overseas have been trying to advocate for the Tate brothers as long ago as a year and a half ago, and as recently as weeks ago. Paolo Zampoli, a Trump administration special envoy, just did a podcast with Andrew Tate and then hosted a party only a few days before the Tates were arrested in Miami. The entire administration is inexplicably intertwined, as I keep saying, to this Tate case, and no matter how many times Caroline Leavitt and Marco Rubio get asked about this and try to back out of this, we are not going to let them. Let's start off with Marco Rubio, then let's watch Caroline Leavitt, and let's walk through all of the Trump family members that are tied to the Tate brothers. Not just tied to the Tate brothers, but actively advocating for them. People like Richard Grenell, people like Barron Trump, Donald Trump Jr., people like Paolo Zampoli, people like Paul Ingrassia. I am sure J.D. Vance, who is still following the Tate brothers on Twitter, was a fan at some point. They're trying to push this toxic right-wing atmosphere. We are going to push back. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are constantly giving updates about this type of news, other political news, and cultural news. Take a look at this clip of Marco Rubio. Deny, deny, denying.
One of the Tate brothers' lawyers mentioned you by name. Do you have a plan to get involved with the extradition challenge that they have been...
Mention me by name?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, look, that extraditions, I don't know the details of this particular case. I've been overseas, but I mean, I know who you're talking about. I just don't know the details of it. These cases have a process that they go through in the courts. My understanding is that they're involved in that judicial process. And so that'll play itself out at this point. And there's no role for us to play at this moment or maybe ever in that regard. But
Nope, you do not get to slip out of this. You do not get to play this cutesy game where you say, oh, me? They mentioned me? Yes, your administration, Marco Rubio, the people that you work with every single day, helped the Tate brothers. And we have the proof. Andrew Tate tweeted early 2025 after Trump took office. He said, the Tates will be free. Trump is the president. The good old days are back and they will be better than ever. Hold on. He's essentially just admitting it right there. He also admits it in these texts where he says, I had word from the Trump admin they're on top of things, Mr. Tate wrote to someone close to him. I've been told I'll be free soon, but Trump needs to see me in Miami. He was being pursued for the exact same charges. And then, just a few weeks ago, he sat down for a totally bizarre interview with Paolo Zampoli. This says, totally bizarre interview where a serial rapist and child pornographer chats with Trump's special envoy about the wonders of Uzbekistan. Look how friendly they are. Just shaking hands, you know, yucking it up, having a great time. Paolo Zampoli was also very connected to Jeffrey Epstein. When Jeffrey Epstein was in his peak sex trafficking, he should know better than to just hang around with people like this, unless he doesn't know better. Andrew and Tristan Tate then spent the days before their arrest partying in Washington, D.C. as a guest of Paolo Zampoli, Donald Trump's U.S. Special Envoy for Global Partnerships and a longtime friend of Trump and Melania. Zampoli is a former modeling executive who says he brought Melania to the United States. His name has also surfaced repeatedly in reporting surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's modeling world connections. And there's more. Zampoli previously acknowledged contacting a senior ICE official about Amanda Ungaro, the mother of his child, during a bitter custody dispute. She was later taken into immigration custody and deported, although Zampoli denies that he asked ICE to detain her. Now we learn the Tate brothers, facing rape and sex trafficking charges in Britain, were being welcomed and entertained in Washington. What about this clip of Andrew saying he's friends with Barron Trump? I'm getting a lot of emails of people saying, Adam, why are you playing these clips of Andrew Tate over and over talking about his ties to Trump, Barron Trump, Don Jr., and the family? The reason I'm playing these clips over and over is because repetition is important. He has been repeating his lies throughout the media for years and years and years. Lies about women, lies about elections, lies about immigrants, all of this insane BS. And now we have to expose these people for who they are.
And I'm very close to the Trump family. I know them well, and I spoke to Barron after the incident, and I look forward to, once I am free, being with Donald Trump in person and reminding him that he's a bulletproof badass.
This is the attorney for President Trump, somebody who has been a fighter for the America First Party. Her name is Alina Haba, and she joins us live right now.
Hi.
Hello, Alina.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Well, nice to meet you.
Formal charges against Andrew Tate include rape, human trafficking,
trafficking of minors, sexual intercourse with...
So they're all just big fans of Andrew Tate. What about this video of Andrew Tate describing how he infiltrated right-wing spaces and gained their trust? It doesn't get much more clear than this. Here is Andrew Tate admitting what he did in the right-wing spaces.
I have met Hollywood actors, Idris Elba. I've met Donald Trump Jr., the son of the president. I've met basically every big person in politics on the right from Twitter. And I've done this very, very deliberately. And it's one of those things, very similar to, let's say, girls, where once you get started, once you begin the process, it becomes easier. Once you start and you start getting a few girls, you end up with lots and lots of girls. Once you start meeting important and influential people, you'll meet lots and lots of important and influential people. But there are lots of mistakes that most people make when it comes to networking themselves to the top. And that's what this course is gonna be about. It's gonna be a long list of mistakes not to make, and it's also gonna explain the psychology of networking.
So he's always just selling courses. How about this clip of his brother, and trigger warning for people, this is some sexually abusive material. His brother, Tristan Tate, who was also charged and arrested and facing extradition to the UK, he sold a course on how to take women's virginities, meaning that they were tailoring this course towards men his age, picking up younger women?
Nobody covers this topic. Nobody. But I'm going to talk to you about how to have sex with virgins.
Okay, I think we can almost pause it there. I don't know if we need to continue. Okay, let's see what he says.
When you run game like me and meet the women who I meet and roll in the circles I meet, you meet beautiful virgins.
Okay. Now we're stopping there. What the hell is this guy talking about? What circles are you running in? High school circles? Is this why you have literal child pornography charges against you and your brother? Here's Andrew Tate, the brother, the main famous guy that was an internet celebrity, talking about how he pimped out women. People have been wondering a lot in my comments and even in the emails, why are you covering this so relentlessly over and over and over and over? It's because I feel like this is something that I've been living in for the past few years. These algorithmic bubbles that young men get trapped in, I'm of course not in this algorithm, but I see people that I know, people that I went to school with, people that I went to college with, people that I still follow on social media, reposting this guy, liking this guy, reposting Nick Fuentes, Candace Owens, Elon Musk, these right-wing harmful figures that just spew poisonous bile. So when I'm at a point where I can show how morally bankrupt and corrupt these people are, I am going to hammer it home over and over and over. If you appreciate this message and the journey, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below.
I was all about trying to get paid. Like my whole, I used sex as a tool to make women love me so they'd obey me and live in my house to make me money. That's what I wanted. So I was a pimp in that sense.
Being kickboxer,
yeah.
Playboy, pimp.
I'm happy with those labels so far.
But the majority of my money wasn't made in fighting. My money was actually made in the pimp game.
He literally just admitted it all of the time. He talked about how he would have women fly to his country, trick them, buy them a bunch of stuff when they were in a bad position in life, act like they're falling in love, and then allegedly just take their passport and make them do sex work and make sure that they couldn't leave. Again, time and time again, we have videos of Trump administration officials admitting that they're huge fans of this guy. So this is what I don't want. This is what I hate. I hate the fact that Trump admin officials are trying to distance themselves from this rather than just owning it. Here's Caroline Levitt acting like the Trump admin has nothing to do with the Tate brothers. They're totally above it.
Danny.
Thanks, Caroline. Is President Trump or the administration, do they have any plans to intervene in the extradition process for the Tate brothers?
No, we've already answered that question. Elizabeth.
Okay. You do not get to brush it off that easily. Again, leaked texts say, I've been told I'll be free soon, but Trump needs to see me in Miami. The next month, an extraordinary order came down from the highest levels of the Romanian government, a Times investigation found. The prosecutors were told to find a compromise with the Tates. Despite their misgivings, they lifted the travel restrictions. I've been tweeting about this relentlessly. I wrote this Twitter thread, and I urge you guys to go follow me on there, if you're still on there. I know it's a disgusting app, but I'm still fighting the fight, trying to get the word out, and this thread is going a bit viral, so it's worth it at times. It says, breaking, leaked Andrew Tate texts are looking very bad for the Trump admin. Texts from Andrew Tate reveal that a Trump admin official directly intervened on the Tate brothers' behalf in early 2025 to stall the sex trafficking investigation. Quote, I had word from the admin, they're on top of things. Tate's former lawyer, Paul Ingracia, is now a Trump admin official and is the one who requested the Tate brothers' devices be returned to them. You may remember Paul Ingracia from his leaked text last year in which he said he has a Nazi streak and uses old slurs. J.D. Vance still follows the Tate brothers on Twitter. Barron is friends with them. All of this happened after Andrew admitted to being a pimp on camera. This is the Republican Party now. I'm a young dude who loves America and hates seeing it hijacked by these hateful, abusive degenerates. Honestly, I just typed that up this morning and just shot it out. I do not care. I am going to unapologetically stand against these people, even when a lot of right-wingers and young dudes are falling down this rabbit hole. I think people know that the Tates are ridiculous. I think we're getting to a point where many people, even people who were sucked up in that entire manosphere, know that these guys are clowns who abuse women. If you are still a supporter of the Tates at this point, you must just be a hateful, bigoted, abusive person. Like, there's no other way.
You and Candace went to Romania with Andrew Tate. Candace interviewed Andrew Tate.
Long time.
I know. It's been a very long time.
Very long time.
Actually, I met you downstairs at the Ritz.
Correct.
As I was having this dinner with my husband and his friend, Andrew Tate was there. I had no idea who he was. This is kind of before he really took off on the internet. I had my assistant at the time with me who happened to be Romanian. And she comes over to me afterwards and she says, this guy, Andrew Tate, I think he's a pimp in Romania.
Okay, so Candace Owens knew that Andrew Tate was a pimp, and as I keep showing in my videos, she still interviewed him and tried to downplay his past, whitewash it.
How long ago was your webcam business?
Yeah, so I stopped having any involvement with it, I think 8 to 9 years ago I stopped.
Andrew Tate is not hiding exactly who Andrew Tate was.
I've had nothing to do with it for 10 or 11 years. It was a long time ago. It was at the early stages of the internet.
Digging back 10 years, I don't know who could survive that litmus test. Again, if you found Candace 10 years ago and you asked me about pornography, it's okay, this is 10 years ago.
Bro, what is this moral laundering for the worst people ever? Dude, you didn't have to die on the hill of Andrew Tate. All of these Republicans not only have egg on their face, but are now backtracking at the speed of light and trying to pretend as if they had nothing to do with the Tate brothers. They boosted the Tate brothers in the media. The Tate brothers got a deal on Rumble. Andrew got a $6 million deal on Rumble, which Peter Thiel and J.D. Vance are investors in, as I covered in the prior video. Over and over and over, these Trump admin officials act like they have nothing to do with it. They play this cutesy game in which Marco Rubio is like, wait a minute, they asked me?
Mention me by name?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, look, that extraditions, I don't know the details of this particular case. I've been overseas, but...
Dude, you're the Secretary of State of the United States, and you represent us in a lot of foreign matters. You don't know the details of an active extradition case that the Trump administration tried to stall out years ago? That is very convenient. Quote, we're massively back, a grinning Mr. Tate announced in a video recorded for his followers in 2025 as a private plane whisked the Tate brothers to Florida. Interviews with dozens of people in Romania, the United States, and Britain, as well as the review of hundreds of pages of court documents offer the fullest account yet. The brothers' release from Romania was the culmination of years-long efforts by Andrew to forge alliances with Mr. Trump's advisors and family members. This is so incredibly important to point out. This is Andrew Tate literally talking to Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba. This is Andrew Tate literally describing how he infiltrated right-wing circles.
The son of the president. I've met basically every big person in politics on the right from Twitter. And I've done this very, very deliberately.
Yes, he has, because he knew that he was screwed and he knows that he can grift to the right in order to cover his ass. You know another really good example of this? Russell Brand. Russell Brand was always this goofy comedian doing a bunch of drugs, free-spirited, but he was also a piece of shit rapist who has been charged in a similar way that Andrew Tate has been. And he grifted to the right immediately. He acted like he was a Christian. He acted like he was born again. The Tates have helped propel a brazenly chauvinistic movement around the world, even as they racked up allegations of human trafficking and physical violence in multiple countries. Why would the Trump admin hitch themselves to this guy unless they just totally endorse this type of behavior? I'm going to leave it there. We cannot let them run away from this. If you appreciate these videos and you want me to stay on their case, drop a like, subscribe below, let me know in the comment section. I'll see you all later. Peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.